All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Nathan Stevens with your afternoon update. A Ramsey County Sheriff's deputy today struck and wounded a man who allegedly fired at a squad car. Matt Sepik reports.
The sheriff's office says deputies were in Moundsview helping police respond to a felony domestic assault call at a hotel where someone had fired a gun. When officers and deputies located the suspect in a neighborhood about a mile away, he allegedly opened fire on their squad cars. A deputy then used his vehicle to strike the man, throwing him through a wooden fence. The man is being treated at Hennepin County Medical Center. The Ramsey County Sheriff's Office released photos showing a bullet hole just above the driver's side windshield of the Moundsview squad. Another round pierced the hood of the sheriff's squad, also on the driver's side. The bullets appear to have narrowly missed the officers. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating the deputy's use of force. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
Healthcare workers are feeling heartbreak and frustration in the midst of the rising fourth COVID-19 wave. MHealth Fairview Chief Wellbeing Officer Dr. Brian Williams says the relentlessness of the pandemic may contribute to further worker shortages.
Many of them have opted to leave their positions given some of the challenges of the last year and their struggles to continue to do that more.
Around the state, frontline providers say they're exhausted. At this point in the pandemic, with vaccines free, widely available, and highly protective against the virus, they're frustrated. They say most hospitalizations and deaths they're treating now are preventable if people opted for a vaccine. A painting by a Twin Cities artist who worked outside the courthouse where police officer Derek Chauvin was tried is being auctioned off today in a high-profile sale. The work, titled Walking on Air, was painted by artist Sean Garrison while he was awaiting and eventually heard the jury verdict in the trial for the officer that killed George Floyd. Garrison told NPR News he was trying to capture the spirit of the day.
I was happy to be able to be there to witness the jubilance and the happiness of the people. It was unbelievable. So that's what I see and that's what I feel when I look at Walking on Air. It's a better tomorrow.
The sale by Revere Auctions in St. Paul has a starting bid at $150,000. And Garrison says some of the proceeds will go to local charities. Recent rains are easing Minnesota's drought, but experts say we're not out of the woods yet. A panel of state lawmakers heard an update today on drought conditions statewide. Carmelita Nelson, a water conservation consultant with the Department of Natural Resources, told members of the Subcommittee on Minnesota Water Policy that extreme conditions have lessened, but that 85% of the state is still experiencing moderate conditions or worse.
We are still in a fairly widespread drought situation, and it is still fairly significant. But it's kind of holding steady here this fall, which is a relief to all of us that work in the drought world.
Nelson said some southern watersheds are moving from drought warning to drought watch. She expects to see even more improvement in the next drought monitor report, which is due out later this week. Now for sports. The Twins face the Cubs tonight. Both are well out of the playoff picture. The Wild are breathing a sigh of relief as Rookie of the Year Kirill Kaprizov returned to Minnesota, dismissing rumors he might play in the Russian League this coming year. As for weather, we'll reach a low of 45 tonight with clear skies. Thursday looks to be sunny with highs in the low 70s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Nathan Stevens. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.